I've been really interested and curious in what I call the healing state and how it is that we can access and go into places where true change and transformation is happening for us as humans, especially healing into this inner terrain where we're holding emotional pain and thought forms and belief and just the ways that they were creating our own suffering by not moving some of this either frozen or calcified energy and emotional experience that we've had. These hurts, we've all had hurts. It's just real and true that we've all experienced hurts, even when we're very, very, very little. I think those things are significant for us and they shape us somehow. And it's part of our humanness to be able to love and accept those parts of ourselves. Oh, wow, I learned da-da-da-da-da. I had to raid your dad, and he would raise his arm, and my whole body would cringe, and I'd watch him beat my siblings. And it's just like, whoa, that's a lot for a little human to have to be with growing up. And those responses can be really significant to a little human. So I think the part of the healing state is that when we open up our energy field and we're in a sacred space in a field that's, we have a deep, deep, deep reverence and presence with the moment, and we're curious and interested and open to what we find when we settle in and drop in and go deep, so that when we do, we can encounter these places and really relate with them and be with them. And that's where I believe the body really, really knows how to and wants to and will create its own healing and shift and opening. The intelligence of our bodies is magnificent, and if we just open to allowing our bodies in an, our own embodiment is really what it comes to. That's really what it's about. It's a big part of my work, and my exploration is really through embodiment. And that means we're fully in. We're fully in. We're fully in our bodies. We're fully in our sound. We're fully in our creatureness. And when we allow that to be a part of this, inner exploration, then we can really allow all the insight and the wisdom and the healing to happen from the inner. And we find our own answers often. We often find our own answers, and we make contact with places inside of ourselves that we don't normally live in contact with. And I think that's an important piece to remember, so I'm going to say it again. We have access to and we have relationship with these inner parts of ourselves that we don't normally live with connection to, these inner places inside of ourselves. So that's part of the journey, is really learning the language, utilizing the tools, and getting access to the inner landscapes. Yeah, that's what's up.